I'm Marianne Kolbaczek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Cassie Ballard, who is Director of Congressional Affairs, and Chelsea Arnone, who is Director of Federal Affairs at the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, a professional organization of healthcare CIOs and CISOs. So, Cassie, as 2024 wraps up, what stands out to you in terms of cyber-related issues and incidents in the healthcare sector so far this year, and why?
Appreciate the question. I think the big incident, without a question, I think everyone would answer the same, would be the Change Healthcare incident. It was something our team, the public policy team, tracked for months on end so that our members had the most recent information from UnitedHealth Group as well as from federal authorities, because a majority of our members were impacted, some more than others. And it really set the tone for policymaking. You may remember that in April and May, Congress held hearings on the incident, and our board chair, Scott McLean, actually testified in front of the House Energy and Commerce Committee on the impact. And we're hoping Congress continues to consider the recommendations that were included in his testimony. Chelsea, is there anything you'd want to add?
I mean, I think just from the regulatory perspective, the release of the CERCIA proposed rule last spring, which they extended the comment period through to, I think it was around the 4th of July. So that was a big undertaking on the regulatory front. But certainly, Cassie captured everything. It was all change all year.
So, with that said, Chelsea, what lessons do you see emerging from what happened in 2024, whether it's the Change Healthcare cyber attack, similar incidents? We've seen also blood organizations, donation organizations, also things that have happened outside the US that perhaps are things that could and have very well happened here as well. Any top lessons that you think healthcare sector entities and their CISOs and CIOs will want to consider in the new year as they kind of look back at 2024 and why?
Yeah, I think as we are, approaching the end of 2024 and looking forward, there's just more so areas of awareness, especially for our members, hospitals, healthcare systems, and their CISOs and CIOs that they can kind of take to heart that, first of all, collaboration across the entire sector is essential. The Health Sector Coordinating Council Cybersecurity Working Group has been really instrumental and fantastic in advancing and enhancing the cybersecurity posture of our sector with industry and government partners who dedicate their time and expertise on a volunteer basis. But res that's really just focusing on cybersecurity resilience, enhancing our posture. And I think that really, as we head into a new administration and Congress, it's important for our team to make sure our members are staying vigilant about any cybersecurity, privacy changes. It's an evolving political landscape that can bring about some new challenges, new opportunities, and they need to be kind of prepared to adapt. And we'll continue to advocate for policies that enhance the posture and are good for our members. And I think that there will be some, the first 100 days will kind of tell us where we're heading and give us a better idea. But I think as we look forward, there will be potentially, I think, just really new opportunities and aligning themselves with ongoing issues, interoperability, data sharing, or more than compliance issues. I think that for CISOs, they're continuing to struggle to advocate for sufficient budgets and really making sure that their board level has engagement on security matters. And I think proactive measures are really lessons from 2024 that need to be done, conducting regular risk assessments, ensuring staff training and cybersecurity awareness. Those are non-negotiables. So that's pretty much what I think, Cassie.
Thanks, Chelsea. I think you touched on what I would have said to kind of build off of what you said. We hope that healthcare delivery organizations, especially their boards, will take upcoming regulations into consideration. And that's, sort of what Chelsea had already said. But we've been saying for the past year that cyber performance goals are a real thing, and we've been really educating folks on them. And then also, not really a lesson, but something that CISOs could consider for 2025 is membership in the Health Sector Coordinating Council. I know, Chelsea, you also touched on that piece as well already, but it's really a great network. They put out amazing resources, and they're broken into task groups. But I will say that they will put you to work. I'm part of a new task group that has held listening sessions with under-resourced providers to really learn. Hear their perspectives about cybersecurity and kind of the challenges that they're facing financially and operationally. And it's been, very rewarding for me to give back to the sector, but we definitely want to put a plug in there for the Health Sector Coordinating Council, and Greg Garcia does a great job.
Cassie, what are you watching from a cybersecurity, privacy, and related legislative and regulatory perspective as we head into 2025? Because, as it's already been mentioned, we're going to have a new presidential administration, we're going to have a new Congress in January. What new things might we see? And are you confident that some of the work that's been started will continue? For instance, the HIPAA security rule update that's supposed to be in the works that's supposed to be issued soon. You think that kind of work will continue, or what kind of changes might we see?
So I will let Chelsea touch on the HIPAA security rule. I will say from a privacy perspective, it's a little unclear whether comprehensive privacy legislation will be taken up in the new Congress. That was really a priority for the current chair of Energy and Commerce, Kathy Vangoris Rogers, and she is retiring, as we all know. And so I think that one's a little bit of a question mark. I think there is an appetite for children's privacy legislation, but maybe not comprehensive. But of course, we will be tracking that closely. In terms of cybersecurity on Capitol Hill, of course, we're watching what happens with minimum cybersecurity standards. Chime put out a statement earlier this year saying that we support minimum standards when coupled with funding, especially for what we call small and under-resourced providers. There also needs to be a glide path for implementation. We like to say that our members can do a lot, but they can't do everything all at once. And we'd also like those minimum standards to not only apply to business associates and covered entities, but to all entities who hold health data, including third parties. So that's really what I'm looking at in the new Congress, and I will let Chelsea give us anything she'd like to add.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think from the regulatory perspective, as you mentioned, the HIPAA security rule under review, I would be surprised if we saw that. I think for a variety of reasons, given that there are a lot of tools in an incoming president's toolbox to revise not only existing final rules and to revise, proposed rules that are major. So I think that it would be surprising to me if we saw that before the next administration, but I wouldn't bet my own money on it. And I think that the first 100 days will really show us more what to expect, what the president's new appointees and cabinet picks will their agendas are going to be. But there are certain things that we do know. The HTI-1 final rule from ASTP/ONC will have it ha was finalized last spring, so it's not subject to the CRA. And there are timelines set in that final rule for beginning each calendar year from January 1st, 2025 through 2029. And the HTI-2 rule is under review, so that could be finalized. And then, sort of some unknowns with if that would be withdrawn or if there's an appetite to do that, if it would be subject to CRA, yes, but again, there'd need to be an appetite to do that. So I'm not sure that there is, but how these regulations are going to be subject to CRA, and I anticipate a regulatory freeze, and then we will see what's happening. I think the first 100 days will really help us kind of gauge where the administration is going. But I think we can, expect changes made via the annual payment regulations, maybe the rollback of some of the IPPS and MIPS payment programs, the prime targets, anything related to social determinants of health and health equity, revisions to Section 1557 rulemaking. I think possible changes to the SORCIA final rule because a new administration has 8 or 9 months to kind of rewrite whatever's been done so far. And I think the funding of agencies will be have a, an impact on how much we get done in cybersecurity.
And Chelsea, you mentioned, the 100 days, and you touch on some of the issues here that you're watching. We also often hear that cybersecurity in healthcare is a bipartisan issue. But with a new administration and a Congress that is led by one party, just one party, although, things are kind of close both in the Senate and the House, how might the focus on cybersecurity change in healthcare and how? Any predictions?
That's a tough question, but a great question. I think that the focus could obviously change if the bad thing happens, right? If there's another incident that is really national and so widespread. I'm not wishing that upon anyone, but crisis often demands change. So if we see something, then there will obviously be some attention from Congress and the administration on that. But I think it really is going, and from the just solely on the agency side, a kind of a wait and see. Those first 100 days are really going to tell us a lot about where we're headed as far as cybersecurity. And I think that Cassie will have some great perspectives on the legislative approach.
Chelsea, I liked what you said about, I mean, this isn't exactly what you said, but a lot of times it seems like lawmakers are reactive. And so I agree, especially from the congressional side. We saw that CERCIA got across the finish line because of what was going on in Ukraine. And so some of this, some of the policymaking we'll likely see in 2025 will occur as a result of what's to come. Maybe there will be another major incident that Congress will take notice on. But let's start with what we do know. We know that Senator Cassidy will lead the HELP committee next year. He's a physician and he's a part of the bipartisan cybersecurity working group. He's more interested in cyber than the current chair, Senator Sanders, which I think is a really good thing. And so our team's really hopeful that HELP will hold a hearing on cyber next Congress. We hope that it's not after another major incident, but that's something we do know. We also know that, and you kind of alluded to this, Marianne, that there are tight margins in both the House and the Senate. Republicans in the Senate will still need to work with Democrats, given the 60-vote threshold to pass most legislation. And then Republicans are operating on extremely slim margins in the House, so they will need to likely have a couple of Dems to pass legislation as well, especially if there are any absences, any elections, what in terms of, if Trump continues to nominate folks for administration positions. So, yeah, I mean, the House has extremely tight margins, so even one or two people out can make a really big difference. And then I guess the last thing is just we've already mentioned this several times is, the cybersecurity performance goals. I think that's a bit of a question mark on whether this Congress will pursue those.
Yeah, I would just add one thing that was awesome, Cassie. Really, really hit the nail on the head there. I would just say that it is a bipartisan issue, but it's how you approach it. And I'm hopeful, but not very optimistic that the funding needed for our members will be, a priority for this administration and Congress. I don't know that spending te doesn't tend to be a very Republican effort, but I think if they have to work with Democrats, then we might see a little bit of that funding for our under-resourced and safety net hospitals and healthcare systems.
That's a good point, Chelsea, and one that we make in Scott's testimony in front of ENC back in April, that funding is needed for cybersecurity performance goals. That was one of our top recommendations.
And finally, we've talked a lot about cybersecurity and healthcare. Are there certain issues, potential regulations, potential legislation that you're sort of watching in terms of AI in healthcare? Chelsea, you want to begin?
There is one thing that President-elect Trump has stated that he will roll back the executive order on AI that was issued by President Biden in October of 2023, which would, mean that the HHS AI task force would sort of cease to exist, and therefore their reports may never come out. We worked with them and spoke with them throughout this year as they performed their requirements under the executive order and reached out to industry and stakeholders and really just talked about the challenges and that we're facing. So I think that we will see maybe some deregulation efforts, less focused on guardrails and more focused on promoting innovation, which, depending on how it's approached, is not necessarily a bad thing.
And Cassie, how about for you?
So I would say on the Hill front, this Congress at a certain point, there were 118 bills with the word AI just in the title. And to this point, Chime has not endorsed any legislation. As you know, a lot of this Congress has been an information gathering effort by members. And so we have decided that we were going to take like a thoughtful approach and really see what's put out by some of these AI groups. Senator Schumer led one on the Senate side, and then there's a bipartisan task force on the House side. They haven't put out their report yet, and so we're waiting on a couple things, but there is one bill called the Health AI Act that would establish a grant program within NIH on uses of generative AI. So that's one bill that I'm looking at. But I would say a majority of the bills aren't healthcare specific. They're more broad than that. And all of these bills will have to be reintroduced come January. So we really see that as an opportunity to take a fresh look at what's introduced in the new Congress.
Yeah, and I would just add one more thought that Cassie kind of reminded me of is that a lot of our members, they just want certainty, some sort of level of are they going to regulate or are they not going to regulate? Because there's a really massive initial investment and you're banking on that return, the ROI there for these tools that they're purchasing. So it's really some certainty that's needed and we hope for.
Well, thank you so much, Chelsea and Cassie. I've been speaking to Chelsea Arnone and Cassie Ballard of Chime. I'm Marianne Kolbasuk-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.